Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to our program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madhaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Today, inshallah, we aim to speak on the 15th of Shaban. And alhamdulillah, we have our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Remember, the date today is the 9th of Shaban, 1444, corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 2nd of March, 2023. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, at this point, what du'as, supplications should we be reciting in the month of Shaban?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 9th of Sha'ban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we find various du'as that are mentioned in the Ahadith, Kitabs and compilations. For example, in Mishkat Sharif is mentioned, Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, grant us barakah, blessing during these months of, you know, this month of Sha'ban, and spare us for the month of Ramadan. The entire complete dua is barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, but once Rajab is finished, then you say Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And that hadith is in Mishkat Sharif Bayhaqi. Second dua you will find is mentioned in Kanzul Ummal and in Tabarani on the authority of Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an, you should know the following. When you come out of Aqsa al-Mubarak, on the right hand side you will see his grave Mubarak. There was Shaddad bin Aus radiallahu an and Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an, that illustrious companion, and Sahabi radiallahu an, his honorable wife Umme Haram, she's buried there in Cyprus. She made dua and asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, I also want to be from the people of Jannah. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from them. Nevertheless, so husband in Aqsa Mubarak and wife there in Umme Haram radiallahu anha in Cyprus. So she's there. Then he says, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu an, that Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. If you read sallimni, then it means you save me, protect me. So it's better we make dua collectively for ourselves, our families, the entire ummah. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. O Almighty Allah, you protect us, you save us during this month here for Ramadan. You save us for Ramadan. So it means in Shaban we're making dua, Almighty Allah save us for Ramadan, meaning there must not be illness, there mustn't be some mishap, kidnapping, hijacking. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Wasallim Ramadan lana, and protect Ramadan for us. What it means? It means that regarding the moon, we know already it is one day difference. Today we are the 9th of Shaban, and there in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Aqsa Mubarak is the 10th. So in that way we must not have unnecessary controversy and all that regarding the moon and other issues. But that does not mean that Amal bin Ma'ruf Nanil Munkar must stop. Nay, Amal bin Ma'ruf, commanding the good, forbidding the evil, that must continue at all times, all places. Allahumma sallimna لنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا. Ya Allah, you save us and protect this month here, that of Ramadan, for us, and whatever good speech, good actions, righteous deeds we carry out and perform, you accept it, O beloved Allah. The true Muslim, whenever he or she does a good deed, then they beg Almighty Allah, now in Shaban, Ramadan, Shawwal, whenever, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiul alim. The dua of Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Ya Allah, accept on our behalf. Verily, you are all hearing and all knowing. Why should we beg Almighty Allah that Ya Allah keep on accepting our good deeds? Because Allah has a law. Innama yataqabbalullahu minal muttaqeen. Almighty Allah only accepts from those people who have true taqwa and piety and Allah consciousness. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, to beg Almighty Allah for qabooliyat and acceptance is more important than the deed itself. No sense doing the deed and the action, but it's not accepted. So keep on begging, pleading with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, these broken efforts of ours, out of thy rahma, mercy, benevolence, you accept it in your court, O beloved Allah. So these are the lessons we must learn. And one more dua comes to mind. It's nothing to do with Shaban, but for all times, all places, all circumstances. Sayyidina Abbas radiallahu anhu came to the master. He is the uncle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the nephew. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He came and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that give me advice. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him al-afiyah. Then he came again after a few days. Again Nabi alayhi salam told him al-afiyah. Then again he came. The hadith in Tirmidhi is hadith sahih, authentic hadith. So three different occasions Nabi alayhi salam told his chacha, his kaka, his paternal uncle, pasabrur, that ask Almighty Allah for afiyah. One word, but it was encyclopedic meaning. Ya Allah, we beg of you safety, comfort, protection, preservation of our iman, our Islam, everything that's good, our health, our wealth, our honor. So everything is included. So we read the complete comprehensive dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afwa. O Allah, I beg of thee forgiveness, al-afwa, wal-afiyah, safety, comfort, protection, fid-dini wa-dunya wal-akhirah, regarding my worldly matters, my religious matters, the matters of the akhirah, jannat, and so forth. So if you open Ibn Majah, you will find words like this. So these are the duas we should keep on begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala.
Mufti Saab, regarding the night of the 15th of Shaban, there is a group of people who undermine this night. Mufti Saab, what is our response to such people?
First and foremost, whoever is that it is not a big night or not an auspicious night and so forth. So manidda shay'an fa alayhi dalil. So if they say it's not a big night, they must bring the dalil and evidence. We say it is a big night, and that is the aqidah and the belief of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And remember, we have so many dalail, as I will mention now. Before I mention that, let me tell you two things that happened. MashaAllah, we used to go, you must remember, for Umrah and that, twice a year, thrice, four times a year. So, and more sometimes with Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy. So one day we were there in Makkah Mukarramah, you must remember. So the Imam, he passed away, so I won't take his name. He said, this Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban is Amrun Munkar, is something Ahdas Hannas and so forth, meaning that is nothing to do with Sharia and Deen of Islam and so forth. And he passed away in an accident also. So anyway, Allah have mercy on him, that you know what he said is totally wrong. Then after several years, again I was there, you understand, Shaban, and in Medina Munawwara, I heard the Imam saying that this night of 15 Shaban is a great night, auspicious night. And he quoted this evidence that I always quote, and I always tell the Salafis, not all of them, but some of them, they reject it and so forth. I told them, your biggest imam, you accept him everywhere. Why you don't accept him here? So Sheikh Nasiruddin Albani, rahimahullah, in his encyclopedia, which I have, but alhamdulillah, Silsila Ahadith Sahiha, Al-Mujalladu Thalith, the third volume, and Hadith number 114. Hadith number 1144. So there you will find, mashallah, that it is mentioned that the hadith of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala an yattali'u Allahu ta'ala laylatin nisfi min sha'ban ila khalqi. Allah jalla wala glances and looks at his creation special on the night of 15 sha'ban. Fayaghfiru Allahu li jami'i khalqihi. Allah jalla wala forgive the entire creation, illa li mushrik, except non-Muslims, oh mushahin, people who have malice, rancor, hatred, their hearts are filled and saturated with that, with the pride and hatred and, you know, jealousy and so forth. So they will not be forgiven on such an auspicious night. So he says that this hadith is sahih, and included in his silsila hadith is sahiha, and he mentioned so many turuq of it and so forth. He's mentioned in Ibn Hibban and Mustan Ahmad and here and there and everywhere. So therefore, it's jahalat and ignorance to say, you must remember that the 15th night of Sha'ban has no basis and so forth. So that's one Arabic word, work. Second Arabic work, you must remember if you want, then go and study the work, Mada Fi Sha'ban. That what the title of the book is, Mada Fi Sha'ban, what are the important things and important events and so forth of Sha'ban by Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki. Alhamdulillah, I met both of them. Sheikh Muhammad Alawi Al-Maliki, great scholar of hadith. Remember, he used to teach hadith there in Masjidul Haram in Makkah. Then politics with the Salafis, arguments and all that, they left. And they used to teach in a madrasa. I went to the madrasa also. I attended his lessons also. So mashallah, that he was a great scholar, and his father was even greater, Sheikh Alawi Al-Maliki, our great, great giants, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahab, rahimahullah, used to go meet him, Sheikh Alawi Maliki. So anyway, you must remember this, and he had good ties with our ulama also. So, they all passed away now. So in that book of his, Mada Fi Sha'ban, he's got a good academic discussion on 15th night of Sha'ban. So it's got 100% basis. And remember, if you want in Urdu, then there are two books you should try and refer to our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah. So remember that his work, that is Fatawa Darum Zakariya, the volume number 9. So there you will find about 20-30 pages on everything related to Sha'ban, the big night, and the du'as, and Mashufas, and Mazen Yufas, and all these type of issues. So must you go graveyard, mustn't you go graveyard, all that. So you must remember, so all that you'll find there is a very, very good one. So for Sheikh Albani, normally when I say, Inna Sheikh qad afada wa ajada fi hadha al-mawdu. He has done a sterling job. And if you look at Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, wonderful work there also. So that are Urdu work. And then a second Urdu work is by Mufti Taqi Usmani, Shab-e-Baraat ki Tahqeeq, or Hakikat, I think it's Hakikat, Shab-e-Baraat ki Hakikat. The first part is okay, is by Mufti Taqi Usmani, so it is not something that you will find in all the books. But the second part is very, very good. But the second part is not written by Mufti Taqi Usmani, it's written by one of the teachers there. So you must remember, every one of the Rijal, of the transmitters and all that, he made tahqiq on it, very good tahqiq. So if you get, I have it here by me. So Shab-e-Baraat ki Hakikat. So these are two Urdu books that you should get. In English, you must remember Hazrat Maulana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizullah of Majlis Day in PE, when this fitna started of 15 Sha'ban, all that, he wrote a wonderful, wonderful response, academic response, and it was mentioned in the Majlis you know, 3-4 pages, so like that, and then he wrote a book and what have you. So you must remember that if you go to the Majlis website, you will find all these type of things there. So inshallah, if a person is talib-e-sadiq, is really sincere, then he will know that this is a true, definite, authentic, big night, auspicious night, and Allah Jalla Wala, out of his fadl, grace, mercy, benevolence, is giving us a bonus, a precursor. You know, you studied at Darulum Zakariya, so before your jalsa, what they have? They have the rehearsals, you know, that who's going to read this, who's going to read, so rehearsal. So Allah Ta'ala is giving us a bonus, a rehearsal. So you prepare now for the month of Ramadan. So start fasting now, you see. So today is Thursday. So if you want to practice on the original actual sunnah, so this year, 2023, 1444, so you should fast now, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that are the sunnah fast. If a person keep two fasts, so no problem, good. You know, in English you say good, better, best. So if a person fast, like myself, I'm lazy, so I keep one fast. So Wednesday only we fast, so that's good. And if you keep two fasts, so then it's better. And if you keep all three fasts, so that is the best. So that is how you must explain to the people. And anything else, remember, people say you can't fast, or you can't keep one fast, or they say it's not big night. We say, kain and man kan, that whoever it is, with respect and so forth, we disagree with them, and we will reject what they are saying, because we have enough dalail and proof to prove that it is an auspicious night.
Mufti Sahib, what are the actions that we should engage in on this auspicious night?
Everybody should do, mashallah, some extra. For example, I'm just giving example. So a person, you know, that it will be Tuesday night, this coming Tuesday. So now all your salat, you must be reading with jama'at for the men in masjid. And the women should be reading at home, but on time. So sometimes our women, they're so busy with the savories and samosas and bhajjas and all that, they will read asr salat 10-15 minutes before sunset. That is tilka salatul munafiq. Nabi alayhi salam said the hypocrites, they read salat like that, and naqara arba'a, and then you must remember what they do, that they just, you know, peck on the earth and so forth. So all that must be taken into consideration. So let's take now Tuesday night. So because the Tuesday night is a big night, auspicious night this year. So you read Maghrib Salat. After Maghrib, you read all your Tasbih and what have you. And thereafter, you can read the 6 rakats, what people call the Awabin. You read your 2 rakats, Sunnat Muakkada. And thereafter, another 2 rakats, and then another 2. So that's 6. And some people are fasting, some are not fasting. Then your supper, then your Isha, then they might be a lecture in the masjid, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever. So you can attend the lecture for the men, the women can listen and so forth. And it's not compulsory, obviously, but it will be good if they listen. And thereafter, now everybody should get engaged and engrossed in the individual ibadat, the men in the masjid or at home, the women at home. So what should we do? So we should be the ones that we should be begging Allah for forgiveness. Ya Allah, you know what vices, sins we committed. So beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness, one. Then you thank Almighty Allah for all his recurring bounties and favors, and you make multiple intentions, Salatul Hajj, Salatul Shukr, all that. And thereafter, you must remember, if you want to read Salatul Tasbih, so that is very good. Even Salatul Tasbih, some of the Salafis, they say, no, there is no asal to it and that. But when you go to Targhib wa Tarheeb, which is authenticated by Sheikh Albani, I have the kitab also. In there you will find Sheikh Albani, when he comments on, you must remember, Salatul Tasbih, he says hadith is sahih. So now the Salafis are caught up in a trap again, you see. So therefore, you must remember the usul. You want to speak against the Shias, you must use the Shia book. You want to speak against the Christians or the Jews, you must use use their books. You want to speak against the Salafis, you must use Sheikh Albani's books. I gave you two examples. Finish. They can't answer it. 15th night of Shaban, they will say, yeah, this, that. But they can't answer the argument. 15th, lay Salatu Tasbih, they can't answer the argument. So therefore, we say Salafis are Muslim, but on many issues, we disagree with them, as I just gave examples now. And the greatest dua we should make is, Ya Allah, preserve us with Iman, and let us die with Iman and Islam. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101, Tawaffani Muslima, walhiqni bisalihin. Oh, beloved Allah, let me pass away with Iman, Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants, Ya Allah. In Mishkat Sharif, in Bayaki, there's a wonderful hadith. It was the 15th night of Shaban. Fa'atala sujood. He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made a lengthy, lengthy sajda. Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, it was her turn. She says, I got so worried, I thought maybe something happened to the Master alayhi salam. When I went right near, then I heard him, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reciting the following dua. So this is preparation now. This is preparation. We should be learning these duas already now for that occasion. Mawqa-e-shanasi. Mawqa-e-shanasi means you must know what to say, what to do during that occasion, during that time and place and so forth. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reading the dua. I'll read for you once and then I'll read it second time and translate it. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu biridhaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. So this you will find in Mishkat Sharif, you will find in Bayaki, you will find the hadith reported by Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. Now if you go, and even in my kitab I have mentioned it, if you study Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam dua for kunut, then in kunut of witr, so Nabi alayhi salam used to read the same dua. Therefore, those of you who are going for Ramadan, mashallah, to the Haramain Sharifain, then you will see the imams. Every night they read this dua, and right in the ending of the dua of kunut, and then they will read Allahumma adina fi man hadait, all that authentic hadith on the authority of Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, Hassan bin Ali radiallahu anhu, and mention in Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad, and so forth. Second one, Allahumma inna nasta'inuka, the hadith mentioned in the Marasil of Imam Abu Dawood. Then after that, then before going to ruku for the Hanafis, before going to sajda for the Shafi'is, so remember you read A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridhaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika minka jalla wajuk. Allahumma la uhsi thanan alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Why I'm mentioning this? We must learn to revive the sunnah. This sunnah in our society, in our community, is dead now. We have to make ihya'u sunnah, to revive the sunnah. Fattabi'uni, that follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. So it shows that we should read it open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif. You will find it there. So I myself, so many times, most of the time I read it. So you must read it in your witr as well. So what is the meaning of it? A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. I seek your protection, Ya Allah, through your forgiveness from your punishment. Meaning, Ya Allah, forgive me, don't punish me. Wa'udhu bi'ridhaka min sakhatik. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from your pleasure compared to your displeasure. Ya Allah, put your displeasure away, and Ya Allah, envelope us and envelope me in your pleasure. Wa'udhu bika minka. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from you. Let all the goodness come to me and not the evil and calamities and disasters. Challa wajhuk, some kitabs is mentioned, some is not mentioned. The imams of the haram, normally they don't read that. So both ways is permissible. So your countenance is majestic, Ya Allah. Lallama la uhsi sanan alayk. Oh Allah, I can never ever encompass your praises. Anta kama asnayta ala nafsik, as you yourself has praised yourself. So that is the meaning of the dua. So learn it, read it in sajda, and when you out of salat in sajda, you speak to Allah in any language, and all the du'as you want to make on the 15th night of Sha'ban, you beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and Allah Ta'ala will accept it through His fadl, grace and mercy. You sleep also, wake up early, 2-3 o'clock inshallah, and then you read your tahajjud salat, you read witr salat, or you read witr already, and thereafter you make istighfar, you make dua, you have suhoor, you have the pre-dawn meal, and remember in the suhoor you have dates. Ni'ma suhoorul mu'mini at-tamr, that the best suhoor, sehri, pre-dawn meal is dates, hadith in Abu Dawood. And thereafter, before the time expires, you must be finished with your eating, drinking, medication, whatever, and then you at least keep that fast, at least one fast you keep. So that fast there, ulama says mustahab, some say sunnah, even if it's one. So remember to say that fast alone is not permissible. We reject it, ka'inan man kan, whoever says it's not permissible, we reject that fatwa and that verdict of that person.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we return back to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madaib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The topic is the 15th of Sha'ban. Mufti Sahab, on the 15th of Sha'ban, must we attend the Qabristan, and when should we, if we should?
Remember that only once Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to the graveyard on 15 Sha'ban. So we will say is mustahab, is sunnah for the men to go. They can go between Maghrib and Isha. They can go Isha time after Isha. Obviously, we all know the halat, the conditions in South Africa, that remember for women throughout the year, we say is not permissible. For ladies to enter the graveyard and go to the graveyard and frequent the graveyard. So the hadith are all in Sunan Nasai. La'ana Allahu zairatil qubur, la'ana Allahu zawaratil qubur. Allah Ta'ala's curse is on the ladies who visit the graveyard. And there in Sunan Nasai, this qissa, this incident, very, very eye-opening. Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha went, and one day when she was walking, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam, was walking in the opposite direction. He was amazed, the Master alayhi salam, to see Sayyida Fatima outside. Now cognizance must be taken of the fact, who is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Surah 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So that is what we must remember there. So that is the one side. Second side, hadith in Tirmidhi, وَفَاطِمَةُ سَيِّدَةُ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ Jannah, Fatima radiallahu anha is the leader of the women in Jannah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked her that, what you doing here? She said somebody passed away. She went for taziyah to offer condolences and so forth, sympathize with the family. Then he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, asked her, did you go to the graveyard? She said, la la la. He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, if you, Fatima radiallahu anha, we say that if she went to the graveyard, then you should not see Jannah. Who's telling who? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling his daughter, beloved daughter, his ladli, sahibzadi. Where are our women fit in? I'm asking you. So you must remember, therefore we say, it's not permissible for ladies to go daytime, nighttime, anytime. We must remember that, especially nowadays. Nowadays, everywhere is fitna, you must remember that. So that's one issue. So the man, you know the halat conditions in South Africa, you want to go, so very good, you must go. And remember, when I say you go, I don't mean it's compulsory or wajib, nay, it's mustahab sunnah, and you go in a group. Don't go alone. You know South Africa, the crime and the syndicates and kidnapping, hijacking. For 12 years, alhamdulillah, consecutively, I used to go 15th night of Shaban to Port Shepstone. There was Haji Musa Manjara. He passed away on a Friday. Allah Jalla Wala grant of Haji Musa Manjara, Jannat al-Firdaus. Every year he used to invite me, you know, and myself, my wife. And they used to give us a good time there. So always when we were there, so Maghrib to Isha is people fasting, we have meals. Then Isha time, you must remember that we have the program, and Maulana Imran Khamisa is there, mashallah, for about 20 years or more. So he's doing sterling work there also. He's the imam and amir of the school and whatever you. So anyway, so he used to introduce and all that, the program. And then, so after the dua, then we used to go to graveyard. I said, whoever wants to go, go. And you don't want to go, you go home, make ibadat, stay away from the TV and haram activities. So it's very near. So before, from the masjid, you go graveyard and then you go home. So that is what we used to do, just make dua for everybody. So that also you can do, there's no problem like that, you know. So, but don't consider it a must. That's the biggest thing. Keep everything in their proper perspective. And remember, you call it mustahab, you call it sunnah. Some ulama said mustahab, some said sunnah. So it's fine, there's no problem with that. So that is what we should understand. But if you studying the Seerah Mubarakah and Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Hayat al-Tayyiba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went only once, not every 15 Shaban. So we must know that as well. So if you don't go, you don't have to feel guilty also. So it's a flexible issue and so forth and so on. So that is regarding the graveyard. We must always, and whether the graveyard is good, وَلَا فَزُورُوهَا, go to the graveyard, فَإِنَّهَا تُذَكِّرُ الْآخِرَةِ, it will remind you of the year after. Yesterday that person was with us and today is there, is gone. People were living in their kusur, in their big palaces, palatial homes, and today where they are, not in the kusur, they are in the kubur, they are in the graves, you see. So imagine, on one grave it was written, me samja me aham tha, me samja me aham tha, lekin ye wo ham tha. So I used to think I'm the big shot, I'm the trustee, I'm the prime minister, I'm the president. So I think I used to be the main guy in the world, like. But remember, that was just waham, aham and waham. So that was just the figment of my imagination and so forth. So we all, 99%, we fool ourselves. You must remember that we think we are so important, but remember, kullu nafsin zaiqatul maut. That when death comes, finish. Everything we have to leave, and our own family will say, take him away. We don't want him here, because once the body is kept too long, then they will start decomposing and disintegrating, and big problems then. So therefore, dunya is very short, is a sojourn, and then is akhirat. See, I give you a lesson, wonderful lesson. When we are in the womb of our mother, so we there how long? 8 months, 9 months. And then we come here in this world, the hadith in Tirmidhi, أَعْمَارُ أُمَّتِي بَيْنَ السِّتِّينَ وَسَبْئِينَ وَأَقَلُّهُ مَنْ يُجَاوِزُ ذَلِكَ. So average age is 60, 70. Very few people go beyond 70. So that's where I am now, you must remember that. And thereafter is authentic hadith. So we stay here for long compared to what we stay in the womb of our mother. then you die. Surah 23 verse 101, from you wara'ihim barzakhun ila yomi batun. You go to barzakh. Barzakh means the interspace, the barrier. Maraj al-bahrain yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhun la yabghiyan. So that is the barrier between dunya and akhirat. So people in the grave for 1,000 years, million years, Allah alone knows. So we started, our world was the womb of our mother. Our world was this dunya. Then our world will be the barzakh, the barrier, the interspace. And then it will be akhirat, day of qiyamah. Then the person in Jannah, everlasting bliss and happiness. The person in Jahannam, because of kufr and blasphemy and shirk and nifaq, everlasting doom and gloom. See now how Allah made the system. We must remember that. So all these are lessons for us. So we have to prepare for death. We're not non-Muslims, wine, dine and swine and just carry on. No, there will be the day of accountability, the day of judgment, the day of justice, Malik Yawmiddin. So we have to reflect on all these issues.
Mufti Saab, is it possible that we can kill two birds with one stone, meaning we keep a Qadha fast and the 15th of Shaban fast?
Before we answer that question, we should answer it like this. Now, today is 9th of Shaban. 90%, 80% or 70%, meaning majority of this ummah, anywhere you go in the world, you will find that the male and the female who are sane and mature, baligh and aqil and baligh, and a Muslim or Muslimah, remember they have qadha. The women, they have qadha because of their hayz, their menses, because of their nifas, their postnatal, they gave birth, because of rida'a, irda, and they were breastfeeding, and so forth. So majority of the women fall in that category. So now if you have qadha, so tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, all, you must keep qadha fast. Remember that. For qadha is compulsory, fidya payment will not suffice. For you ladies who are haiza, you are in your menses, or hamila, and you're pregnant, or you are murdia, you are breastfeeding, payment will not suffice. Qadha is compulsory. So that is what you must know. And when you study the Seerah Mubarakah, you read about the Azwaj Mutahharat, the honorable wives of the Master alayhi salam. Most of them, or many of them, used to keep their qadha fast of last year Ramadan now, in Shaban, before Hulul Ramadan, before the coming of this Ramadan year. So we must know these things here. Now 15 Shaban comes. Take this year, Wednesday is 15 Shaban, the fast. The night is Tuesday night, because the night precedes the day. Laylatul Nisfi min Shaban, Tuesday night, and Wednesday is the day, the fasting day. So now you want to keep qadha. So you must keep qadha only. And you make intention at night, before suhoor time, sehri time ends, you must have made your intention already. And you can't say now next week Wednesday you are fasting, and it is for 15 Shaban and for qadha. That is not permissible. According to majority scholars, not permissible that. So you must just make intention of qadha. And remember what I told you, you want to keep qadha fast tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. So remember, at night, after Maghrib, after Isha, after midnight, make your intention. And before suhoor time, sehri time ends, you wake up for suhoor, sehri, the pre-dawn meal, that's your intention already. So we should remember that. So your fast will then be valid, there's no problem. But we can't be killing two birds with one stone as far as the fasting goes, not permissible.
Mufti Saab, is there any truth in the statement that some say we should not fast after the 15th of Shaban?
Is hadith that, open Mishkat Sharif, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idan tasafa Shabanu fala tasumu. When Shaban is finished, the first half, so you fast 13, 14, 15, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so that's sunnah, then from Thursday onwards you shouldn't fast, if you take the literal meaning. But what is the meaning of it? The meaning is this, understand different masail. People must not just jump to conclusion. If you have qadha and you're still outstanding, so you must continue fasting. Even in the second half of Shaban, 16, 17, 18, 20, 24, 25, 26, all that. That is if you have qadha fast. One fatwa. Second fatwa verdict will be if a person has habit of fasting Mondays, Thursdays. MashaAllah, that person is, you know, he loves to be min as-sa'imin wa sa'imat, the male and the female who are fasting. So now you're up to date with your fast and now you are fasting Monday, Thursday. For them also, they continue in the second half of Sha'ban. You see that? So they continue doing that, no problem. The third one is a surah to Thalitha. The third edict and verdict will be this. A person is up to date with their fast, but that person does not keep fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Now he says it's 8 days, 10 days, 12 days left for Ramadan. Let me start for Ramadan to start. So let me now, you must remember, in this 10, 12, 13 days of Shaban, let me fast one fast, two fast, three fast, like that. For him, we will say better you don't fast. Because you got no qadha, and you are not from those people who fast Mondays and Thursdays and so forth. So you shouldn't fast. Why? So every la, the don't do this, don't do that, is not for tahrim, is not for haram. So you must remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be rahmatul lil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He, the master alayhi salatu salam, wants that now the first half of Shaban you kept the fast, so second half don't keep, you preserve your energy. Then when Ramadan starts, laylan wa nahara, night time, daytime, you give it your best shot. You go to the optimum and maximum. That is a rationale. So what you call idhan tasafa shabanu fala tasumu, you call it a nahyu lil irshad. It is only advice Nabi alayhi salam is given. If you are a person up to date and you don't fast Mondays, Thursdays, and you keep fast, so there's no sin and all that, it is makruh tanzihi. Makruh tanzihi means permissible, but better to abstain. But if you do it, there's no sin. So why? The rationale and reason for that is, we preserve our energy. You know, I just, an example, bighayri tashbih. So a person playing soccer. The match is starting 9 o'clock, night, daytime, nighttime, whatever. 8 o'clock, opposite, you start playing and all that. When the actual match come, you finish tired and retired. So what people will say, you're a fool, that the real match came, you couldn't play because now you were playing so much before that. So now that is the example we're giving here. So that's why I say be ready to speak, which means that when the real fast starts of Ramadan, now our energy is sapped. And now we fall sick and so forth and so on. So you can't blame anybody but yourself. So for those people, they should not fast in the second half from 16th onwards of Shaban. So for it's better they don't fast and they can preserve and protect themselves. And then in Ramadan, they can be blazing with all guns firing, you know, daytime, nighttime. And every person, especially for Ramadan, you should have a timetable. You must remember that. What is the timetable? What will I do before Fajr? What will I do after Fajr? What will I do before Zuhur, after Zuhur, before Asr? After Maghrib, we have to eat, we all know. In Makkah, it's always hustle and bustle. But I always tell my wife, see Hajj time, or whether Ramadan time, or whether this time, always there's noise like you can't believe. The buses are coming, the buses are leaving, people are coming, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. But when the Maghrib Adhan goes, Ramadan time, there 30 seconds, at 1 minute, then you won't hear a sound. You must remember that everybody just timing their dates and their zamzam. So before now they have to, so the 30 seconds goes away in that. Then the noise starts again and so forth. In Madinah Munawwara is the best. Between Asr and Maghrib in midsummer is 3 hours gap. You must remember that. Asr Azan goes up past 3:15 to 4. 4 o'clock you finish and so forth. And remember that Maghrib Adhan goes 7:15. So over 3 hours. The Turks and them from after Asr, they're already sitting down, waiting for iftar. You know that? And they're looking at the dates, they're looking at the samosas, they're looking at the kahwa, and they're looking at the laban, and they're looking at the dugga. You know what is dugga, Maulana? Dugga is that powder like they put in the laban, in the yogurt. Excellent it is. So I always say, you must remember, Medina is the best place to be for iftar and so forth. So mashallah, so people, they want to do that. So what I'm saying, that you must have a timetable, so then you can get maximum, optimum benefit of Ramadan, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, only thing they complain, there's no samosas at iftar in Makkah.
Yeah, you bring your own. The Arabs, they bring, but they call it sambuzas, not samosas. Ours is small, you know, proper triangle. You know, our ladies, they're masters. So par, they call it, how to make the par. So you must remember, these Arabs, they're a little bit clumsy in this. They don't know how to do. So they make the big one and not proper triangle. So they call it sambuza. You understood? So, but they love the Indian food and all that. They go crazy for it. We went, first time I went was Ramadan. So 2 weeks before Ramadan I went. And from Karachi, my parents came then up before. We all spent all day, 5 weeks with them. But mine was 6 weeks or more. So anyway, mashallah, day in Makkah, what a memorable trip. You know, first impressions are lasting impressions. My parents told me they're going to Europe and yeah, and there, London, and they're going to Zurich, and they're going, yeah, and I don't know where, so many places. So I must come. That time, South African passport, you don't need visa. You can just go. I said, no, I don't want to go. Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, Allah save me. And I say that you all go, I'm still staying here. And when it's time for you all to come to Karachi, then 2-3 days before that, I will go back. That time, everything was easy. So you must, the crowds were very small. Every round, you could kiss Hajar Aswad, like that it was. So you must remember, when you go in the 70s and so forth, then you see how these people, the Arabs, they only used to eat boiled food and all that. They never knew about all this, how we eat and that. Then slowly they started learning, and therefore when they keep a tabakh, a chef, they keep Indian one or Pakistani one, you understood? Because they have the big and large variety, what is paratha and what is samosas and what is bhajjas and lot of things, you must remember that. So even in the hotels you will see that they're mostly India, Pakistan, because they know how to cook the large variety and so forth.
Mufti Saab, does our deeds get lifted on the 15th of Shaban?
The hadith is authentic in Sunan Nasai. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, why you fast? You must remember excessively, Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the month of Shaban, so Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Turfaul a'mal ila rabbil alameen. Simple example, you know you have the financial year. So end of February, now the financial year just ended. So people now have their auditors to check their assets, to check their liabilities, their profits, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, and so forth. So for us, our year ends then in Shaban. So all, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on and said, وَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَى أَمَلِي وَأَنَا صَائِمٌ وَأُحِبُّ أَن يُرْفَى أَمَلِي. I love my actions are presented and taken up whilst I'm fasting. So all that is authentic, that hadith in Sunan Nasai on the authority of Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anh. So yes, we believe in all that. Remember this.
Mufti Saab, according to some scholars, 15th of Shaban, also the Tahwil al-Qibla took place. Mufti Saab, can just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, and some scholars say 15 of Shaban, the fast, we mustn't keep it alone. They say it's not sunnah. That also we reject. If you don't say it's sunnah, but it's ijma, it is. You must remember mustahab. If you want a wonderful discussion on that, then go to Mufti Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haqsab Fatwa Kitab, and from the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, Hanafis, you find all of them agree on mustahab. Some ulama say not sunnah, but mustahab. So whether you say sunnah, like Mufti Shafi'i Saab, he said sunnah. So you keep the fast and all this type of things, you must remember, is fine, one fast also. Almighty Allah, let's see what the time, that you must remember the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, you must get the directions right first. People confuse that also. So remember where the Hatim is, so the semicircle, that is the northern side of the Baytullah. And on the other side, where Hajar-e-Aswad, Rukn-e-Yamani, that is the southern side. Where the golden door is, that is the eastern side. And then on the other side will be the western side. So if you have got your directions right. So when he, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, used to make imamah, read salat, used to face the Kaaba Musharrafa and Masjidul Aqsa. Because Kaaba, you can follow, face from all directions. When my master alayhi salatu salam migrated, you must remember too, Medina Munawwara hadith in Bukhari Sharif, for 16-17 months, you must remember, then Nabi alayhi salatu salam faced Majlul Aqsa only. So therefore Majlul Aqsa is not for sale. You see, this morning I told the Jutlas, because they hear, many of them, I said, oh Jutla and Jutli, you better listen to me now. All of you in Israel, you better get your second passport ready. The time is nigh, the time is near, that very soon you will see that the Israeli regime will be falling and there will be chaos in our lifetime, inshallah. The whole of occupied Palestine today will be taken over by Palestinians, inshallah. So there's big problems there, you must remember. You must read the Haaretz newspaper every day, then you will come to know. They say that BB is sinking and is taking Israel with him also. They're sinking both of them. So the point I'm making is for 16-17 months, then, but Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart's desire was qiblatan tardaha, to face the Baytullah. So what was the wisdom? He, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be the only passenger prophet to be sahibul qiblatain, like sahibul Isra wal Mi'raj, the only messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Allama Qurtubi rahimahullah writes in Tafsir Qurtubi that the incident, the ayat was revealed on the 15th night of Shaban. Fawalli wajhaka shatral masjid al-haram, turn your mubarak face and countenance towards the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa. And Sheikh Muhammad Alawi al-Maliki wrote, even the ayat of salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi, was revealed during the month of Shaban. You can check that up in Madha fi Shaban. So these are the important things that you must know. So our aim will be, O Ummah, make Qadr of Shabi Bara'at, make Qadr of the night of, you know, emancipation, Bara'ah, and so forth, 15 Shaban. Then Allah will give us tawfiq to make Qadr of Laylatul Qadr, that inshallah Allah spare us for month of Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. Okay, next up we have the news, 12 o'clock with Brother Suleiman Esop, and thereafter we're discussing interest and riba with Mona Harun Abbas Umar. He was the Imam Ispingo Beach for 42-43 years. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Then 1 o'clock Adhan, 1:05 will be to 1:30 Surah in Shira Alam Nashra, the last two verses 7 to 8. And then 1:30 to 2 will be Surah Nuh, verses 21 to 28, 2 to 3 current affairs with Brother Yusuf Ali, then 3 to 3, 3:45 or 3:40 will be, remember, that Q&A, the repeat, and thereafter the dua as well, and thereafter, remember, will be Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri. So you must remember, lan tan karna mu'min kishan nahi, to curse people without justification is not the function duty of a Muslim. If you got evidence, then you curse people, then it's fine. Like you curse the Shias, Nabi alayhi salam said we must curse them. So we must remember this type of thing. Thereafter, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock, Mauna Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30, the Tafsir, the repeat. 7:30 to 8, Maulana Dawood, Siddat Mashallah, regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an. And then 8 to 10 will be Mauna Arafat and Mauna Salim Kareem, Mashallah. And tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say jazakallah khairan to Mufti Saab and to all our listeners of Sirius FM. and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah. We now will head on for the news with Brother Sulaiman Esop. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jamaah.